This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress is preparing new housing protections that could have a significant effect in Colorado. The federal stimulus package extends a moratorium on evictions through January, and it dedicates $25 billion to pay people's rent bills. Zach Newman, an attorney with the Colorado-based COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project, says that's huge compared to earlier state efforts.
It's going to go really far. You know, Colorado's share is approaching $400 million. Obviously, that's 7 to 8 times more than what Colorado was able to pass. That is the power of federal legislation.
On the new coronavirus aid package, Colorado's congressional delegation split along party lines in the House, with Democrats voting for additional relief and Republicans voting against. Democrat Jason Crow.
As imperfect as it is, it will provide immediate relief for millions of families and small businesses who simply can't wait any longer.
Republican Doug Lamborn voted against the COVID-19 relief portion of the bill, saying it was overly broad. He said a $300 a week unemployment benefit would encourage Americans to stay home because they'd earn more than going back to work. The Colorado Avalanche do not plan to have fans for home hockey games this season because of the pandemic. The team's owners say they'll work with public health officials on a plan to possibly bring fans back at some point. The NHL season begins in mid-January. Pro basketball also will not have fans present for the season that begins this week. The Denver Nuggets host Sacramento tomorrow at the newly named Ball Arena. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.